from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vincent Network.
For the first time since last fall.
Ouch!
Not that last fall. Last fall. We're going to spin a Catholic Lost 45 today on Crystal's Vincent Anywhere. Episode number 83. And now, here's the snark of snarks, Brian Michael Page. It's party! Hello and welcome, amigo, sumprianis, Michaelis, pagina. Today is Monday, May 28, 2007, Memorial Day. For the first time since mid-February, we have actually entered into ordinary time. No, not because it's plain old ordinary, but because it is the ordered numbering of weeks in the year. While yesterday could have been considered the eighth Sunday of Easter, today is Monday of the eighth week of ordinary time. Yesterday, of course, was Pentecost, the last day of the Easter season. But let's not just look at Pentecost as the end of something. Okay, yeah, it is the end of the Easter season. It is the last day. But it's more of a beginning. At Pentecost, we celebrate what's known as the birth of the Holy Catholic Church. The Father has sent Jesus' disciples an advocate, the Holy Spirit, to guide them. And so it has been for the past 2,000 some years, the Holy Spirit has been there to guide us in our ways. The Holy Spirit is there to guide the church's leaders as well, so they can teach what they have been taught. The selecting of a pope, like you saw when Pope Benedict was chosen a couple of years ago, was also done with the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to discuss and play a Lost 45 that hit a few hymnals back in the 60s, but you hardly see anymore. But first, here are them jungle screechers.
Feast of the week. Feast of the week.
Thank you, jungle screechers. Gotta love those refugees from Survivor Liturgy Island, huh? Anyways, starting with today, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to add Sundays to our Feast for the Week calendar. So here we are, the eighth week of Ordinary Time. Not Easter now, Ordinary Time. Monday, Feria, or on the civil calendar in the United States, Memorial Day. Tuesday and Wednesday, also Feria. Thursday, a feast, the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Friday, mandatory memorial, St. Justin. Saturday, an optional memorial, St. Marcellinus and Peter, and is also the option of celebrating the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. And finally, Sunday, coming up, the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Christos Vincit, semi-live, out in the woods.
Hey, what are you doing? Put that chainsaw down!
Greetings, Brianis Michaelis Pagina here, going semi-live in the beautiful woods of Casimir Pulaski State Park, here in West Gloucester, Rhode Island. We're just seconds from the Connecticut line. As a matter of fact, I'm at the top of this hill at my picnic table, and I can see two things here. I'm looking down, I can see my wife and my daughter swimming, okay, at the pond in West Gloucester, Rhode Island. Now, on the other side of the pond is my son Brian and his friend Seth fishing. They're in Putnam, Connecticut. So there's also a footbridge just on the side of the beach over here. It crosses right into Putnam, Connecticut. That's how close we are to the border. But anywho, it is Memorial Day, so we did have a chance to come over here, picnic, swim, etc. It's really nice over here. So while we're here, and while I have the picnic table to myself, let's look at the music for this weekend just passed. Of course, this weekend we celebrated Pentecost. Now, Saturday and Sunday were separate masses. Saturday evening was the Pentecost Vigil, which is one set of readings. And Pentecost Sunday is another set of readings. Here's the opening hymn for the entire weekend. We kept the hymns the same for the entire weekend. The only thing that differed was the psalm. Just heard the classic hymn, Come Holy Ghost. Text from the Latin Veni Creator Spiritus by Robinus Marus from back in the 13th century. Translated in the 19th century by Edward Coswall, and a tune set by Louis Lambalot. The Gloria was the Latin Gloria from the Missa de Angelis, part of the Jubilate Deo collection. Now the psalm for the weekend was Psalm 104 with Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth for the antiphon. Now, although the verses are different on Saturday than from Sunday, and mind you, the Vigil Mass, like I said, has a different set of readings, the antiphon is the same for the entire weekend. The sequence for the 7:30 and 9 o'clock Masses was Come, O Holy Spirit, Come. And that was sung to the Mode 1 chant tune, Veni Sancte Spiritus. At the 10:30 Mass, there was this.
Tuorum fidelium.
Yep, same tune, but in the original Latin, as attributed by Pope Innocent III. The Alleluia came from the chant O Filii et Filiae in the verse of the day, set to tone 2. Now here's our offertory. Just heard "Oh Breathe on Me, Oh Breath of God," text by Edwin Hatch. The tune "Saint Columba," traditional Irish tune. The Sanctus Memorial Acclamation, Amen and Agnus Dei for the weekend, all come from the Jubilate Deo collection of mass chants as this is also the last Sunday of the month. The Lord's Prayer was the chant setting in English, and soon enough I'd like to teach them the Latin, maybe sometime next year, but we won't rush it. The Communion, Veni Creator Spiritus, the chant, and here it is. That was the Veni Creator Spiritus chant. Now the meditation, since we were still in May, we did do our last of the Marian meditations, Ave Maria / As I Kneel Before You by Maria Parkinson. We got a couple of verses in on that. And here is the first verse of our final hymn. Just heard Creator Spirit by Whose Aid. Now, this is also, believe it or not, from the Veni Creator Spiritus. This isn't exactly a translation, it's more of a paraphrase. It comes from John Dryden. And the tune, which you probably know, Last Uns Erfuhren, which dates back to 1623, it's used for familiar hymns such as All Creatures of Our God and King, and Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones. And we will be back.
On the Catholic Family Podcast, you'll hear stimulating intellectual conversation, interviews with famous people.
See, my sister, she had a baby, and me and my wife took it in because she passed away, and it lost all its legs and its arms, and it lived, and it's fairly happy. True story.
Proper etiquette.
Connecticut?
No, etiquette.
Quiet, Maurice. Can you not see you have insulted the freak?
The finer points of religious instruction.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
And expert parenting advice.
David, where's my roll of duct tape?
We've been ratted out, boys.
So tune into the Catholic Family Podcast each week at CatholicFamilyPodcast.com.
Catholic
Family
Podcast.com.
Okay, you can do it now.
And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
I am a Roman Catholic woman priest.
Catholic Lost 45 presents a deep cut, Wondrous Gift, by Edward Coswell and Joachim Neander.
Lost 45!
And for the first time since November, we do have a Catholic Lost 45. Back in the 60s, for those who remember the People's Mass book, that white cover edition, or actually some versions had the gold hardcover also. This one had the hymns that were sequenced by number and letter, usually in sections that was like hymn number A5, hymn number C7, that type of thing. Well, there was that one, and you probably also remember Our Parish Prays and Sings from back in the 60s. If you remember those two hymnals, you probably remember a hymn called Wondrous Gift. Now, since the Novus Ordo, only one hymnal in the United States has included this hymn, and that is the Collegeville Hymnal, published by Liturgical Press. Now, if you have a Collegeville Hymnal handy, you can find this at number 398. The hymn is part of a translation of the Latin Hoste Dum Victor Triumphans, and the translation provided comes from Edward Caswall, who gives us such translations for other Latin gems like Verbum Supernum Prodiens and Pange Lingua Gloriosi. Now, the reason I say it's part of a translation is because just like Verbum Supernum and Pange Lingua, there are hymns that are actually part of a longer hymn. Well, in this case, Wondrous Gift is actually part of a five-verse hymn called When the Patriarch Was Returning. These first two verses were translated thus. When the patriarch was returning, crowned with triumph from the fray, him the peaceful king of Salem came to meet upon his way, meekly bearing bread and wine, holy priesthood's awful sign. A couple of poetic, little poetic thingies you're going to find here. One, of course, is the word Salem, which is not after, we'll say, Salem Mass, which was famous for the witch trials, but Salem as in short for Jerusalem. And also, awful, back in those days, awful was used poetically to really mean awesome, as opposed to something that's just plain awful. Yeah. Here's the second verse. On the truth thus dimly shadowed, later days as luster shed, when the great high priest eternal under form of wine and bread, for the world's own immortal food, gave his flesh and gave his blood. Now the tune is Koblenz and was written by Joachim Neander back in the 17th century. He actually wrote this tune to fit his own text, Meine Hoffnung stehet feste, German, that translates to a hymn we know as All My Hope on God is Founded. Here is Wondrous Gift, the three-verse version, set to the tune Koblenz.
Body changes.
Now here's some pod-safe music from someone who's no stranger, Paul Lisney. Paul Lisney with Come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit, come fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. That is the Alleluia verse for both the Vigil and Pentecost Sunday, by the way. Paul Lisney, courtesy of PodSafeMusic.Podshow.com. And don't forget to check our show notes. You will find a link to Paul's website at imagesofheaven.org/index/Lisney.html. If you forget all that, you go see my show notes.
Don't touch that mouse.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Now with Chantcast.
And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
I am a Roman Catholic woman priest.
Bunch of ladies. Ew!
Funnier than archaic language. But less politically correct than inclusive language. It's hymnody, an inflationary language. And here to present today's inflationary language hymn, here is Seamus O'Reilly.
Hello there, Seamus here. Today's hymn in inflationary language is brought to you by Poncho Ladies. They're not really priests. Matter of fact, they're pretty disgusting. Just ask Brittany.
Bunch of ladies, ew!
And today's hymn we're going to play with is Wondrous Gift, or Tudrous Gift. We're going to do the five-verse version here. There'll be two verses actually before Tudrous Gift. Here we go. When the Patriarch was returning, crowned with triumph from the fray, him the peaceful King of Salem, came three meek upon the way. Meekly bearing bread and wine, holy priesthood's awful sign. On the truth, thus dimly shadowed, later days a luster shed. When the great high priest eternal, under form of wine and bread, fired the world's immortal food, gave his flesh and gave his blood. Tudorous gift, the word who fashioned, all things by his might divine. Bread in three his body changes, in three his own blood the wine. What though sense no change perceives, faith admires, adores, believes. He who twice three died a victim, on the cross did not refuse. Day by day, upon our altars, that same sacrifice renews. Through his holy priesthood's hand, faithful three his last commands. While the people all uniting in the sacrifice sublime, offer Christ three his high father, offer up themselves with him. Then three gather with the priest on the living victim feast.
Christus vincit.
Ready, new, the good fun. That's us.
Ego sum prianis Michaelis pagina, et hoc verbo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Get thee to Podcast Alley, or go to dig.com. Old Christus vincit anywhere, says that snark with the facial hair, so let's vote
Vote, vote for our podcast. If we don't win, that's okay. For it's one quick click of your mouse. Vote for us today.
Hey, Brian Michael Page from Christmas Midget Anywhere. Don't forget to give us that vote at Podcast Alley or go to dig.com and give us your dig. It's quick and easy and one or two easy steps. Also, don't forget to leave us some feedback at the message boards.
Or it's one quick click of your mouse vote for us today.
And while you're at it, please don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization, bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Alores, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Also, one last reminder, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards if you haven't yet. Christos Vincit, the blog, is running in the Best Religion Blog category. Christos Vincit Anywhere is running in the Best Podcast category. There are just a few days left. The awards will be given this Saturday, June 2nd. And don't forget, this Friday starts a new month, June 1st. New month at Podcast Alley. Keep an eye out for a video that was put together by my wife and myself promoting A, this audio podcast, Christos Vincit Anywhere, and B, the hopefully soon to come, if all goes right, brand spanking new Christos Vincit TV. Yes, this is the video cast that you can play on your YouTube or on your boob tube. The promo should be done in the next few days. I still got a bit of slicing. We did all the videotaping today, but I got a whole bunch of slicing to do yet. So it might be a couple of days before that goes up. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh, yeah, the Christos Vincit Network.